Okay, good evening. So I'm Matthew Westcott, and thank you. Thanks for that. So at Torchbox, we have a bit of a tradition of doing something a bit special with our Christmas cards, and I suspect that probably about half the people here are actually on our Christmas card list, so you'll be familiar with such previous delights as our internet-enabled snow machine. It's a couple of years back, and I've got my high-tech transitions here. Last year's Starry Night video, which was sort of choreographed iPads making pictures and things. So it's always great fun to do these things, but it's kind of it means that every year we've always got to find a way to raise the bar a bit more, and it's getting sort of harder and harder to do that. But nevertheless, this is what we came up with this time round. It's that way. So this is a Torchbox Christmas choir. The idea was that we're all given one note. So let's see. With that sort of thing, if we have Stanley just add a bit of percussion there. And with that, then we're able to come up with things like this. So we also sort of went sort of a bit beyond the traditional Christmas opus, and we got a bit carried away, and so we came with such seasonal treats as the Knight Rider theme tune. And so on and so forth. So the first step in building this sort of thing was actually just to make sure it was possible at all. So before we sort of set about doing all the recordings of video and audio, I sort of came up with a bit of a proof of concept just to make sure that it would actually work in the browser. And sort of, since I obviously didn't have any of these audio clips to hand, then I sort of improvised a bit with a video that I happened to have lying around on my machine at the time. So chopping it up to extract individual notes and So I just demonstrated the concept and said that yes, this would indeed work out. So then we set about doing actual recordings. So this is our sort of high-tech audio recording facility, which isn't just a sofa on its side in our meeting room, honest. So we recorded sort of three versions of each note, sort of at three different lengths for each person, and Tom took care of doing all the mastering of that, and just the tiniest bit of auto-tune, as we're not all classical trained singers. Similarly, the video, the bits is the dark room that's even darker on here, which is filming the video sections. We decided at quite an early stage that we wouldn't actually do the video playback in the browser. We'd sort of do a more animation type thing to make it a bit more stylized. What we sort of ended up using was these film strips, which were working in the sort of standard sort of CSS sprite trick of using sort of one of these images in a fixed height container and then changing the vertical offset to give the appearance of animation. So then that was going on separately from the actual playing the audio. So there's lots of bits and pieces that had to come together to make this, as responding to the keyboard and the mouse and the animation and the video and the audio playback. And so when you're sort of bringing together all this sort of things, what you don't want to end up with is a big wadge of code in the middle of this that's saying, when you press them, when you click on something, then we've got to, or when you press key, you've got to do this animation and play this audio, and then it gets even more complicated when you bring in the recording facility, which is something I'll show in a moment. So the way to deal with that without it going completely horrible and spaghetti-ish is to use the event-based model. This is obligatory code slide. So we just say we define this thing, which this event type known as note start. We have this one bit of code in one place that says when one of these events happens, we don't care what causes it. We run this open mouth procedure. Then we have another bit of code completely elsewhere to say we will trigger one of these note start events when you click on the face, and that means that each bit of code can sort of not care about what the other bits and pieces are doing. So this event thing, that's a bit of handy code that I've been sort of copying and pasting from one project to another because it's incredibly useful. But in fact, if you're using jQuery, you can just define your own custom events that work just like the standard on click, on mouse down, the regular things, but I just like reinventing the wheel, I guess. Once you've got the concept of treating events as things, then you can just hook up a timer and then sort of start recording the details of those events and when they happened. So this is the internal format it uses for the song playback and recording. So I'll give a bit of an example of how the recording interface works. So open up this bit here, and can sort of try and do a live performance here. That's the right key. And of course it's multi-tracked as well, so I can't quite see the other the record button, so we can do So the audio side of things was a bit challenging because it's sort of using HTML5 audio, which all browsers, all the latest versions of browsers, including IE support, but they all sort of do it in sort of slightly different ways. Some of them can play MP3s, others like Firefox, they need to be in OGG format, and you still need to sort of fall back on Flash for ancient browsers that are hopefully dying out, but haven't died out yet. The recommended library for doing that sort of thing is it's a Sound Manager 2 by Scott Schiller, but that's intended to just take care of all the differences between all the different browsers. But actually, when I came to look at this, found it left a few things to be desired. In particular, it didn't really support OGG or audio. So if you are on Firefox without Flash, then you are kind of out of luck. So I ended up writing sort of my own sort of library to do that sort of thing instead, which is called Ample. And so the way that this works is that you say I have these two versions of this audio clip, and just do what you have to do to make this playable. And then if that works, then you get this on success event and then you can do whatever you want with this sample object and play that on command. That's quite a handy tool to have in your arsenal. In fact, unfortunately, we found that With once you actually had sort of 80 audio clips, because I think that's how many it worked out as in the end, and then Chrome started to get a bit crashy with one audio element for each of those. So I had to put in a special case to say, well, in Chrome, we'll sort of prefer to do it to fall back on Flash or by default. Well, not fall back, but I do Flash by default. So, but it turns out that that Chrome actually sort of has this new upcoming standard web audio, which seems to be the right way to do this sort of thing when you've got loads and loads of audio files. But I haven't quite got around to implementing this in this library yet. But nevertheless, I've open sourced that. This is the Ample library, and if anyone else feels like implementing that, so that's the beauty of open source. Get other people to do the work. Or I might get around to it eventually, but we've also open sourced the Christmas Chorus app itself, so you can snoop around and see how everything else was done, if that sort of thing appeals to you. So to finish off with, at Torchbox, we're always interested in keeping track of metrics to see how our campaigns have been received, and with that in mind, I came up with this graph that shows our one of our sort of key performance indicators for this card against previous year's cards. So if you can see the axis there, it's number of times tweeted by David Hasselhoff. Yes, it turned out that the Hoff enjoyed our Knight Rider rendition so much that he tweeted about it. Hey, Torchbox, love the Knight Rider song. Can you do a Baywatch one too? Check this out, guys. So I think that counts as a success. So thank you very much. Thank you.